Hello, everyone. This is Richard with Richard Runs Trails. This is episode 51 of the Richard Runs Trails podcast, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Today I got an exciting episode. It's basically the audio from my live stream about the running show, the TRE show. The running show is a big running retail event. All the shoe companies and apparel companies. Anyways, everyone comes to Austin once a year. And it was on November 30th, and I did a live stream on my YouTube channel. You can watch the complete video on my YouTube channel, which is also named Richard Runs Trails, or you can listen to the audio here. So hope you enjoy. If you have any questions or like to get in touch with me, you can always send me an email at runnerrwe@gmail.com. Stay tuned for the live stream audio. Hello, this is Richard with Richard Runs Trails. Now, my first live stream. I'm checking if I'm live on YouTube. Yep, I'm good. I wanted to double check. I'll tell you why. Because I just did this presentation on the running event, and I didn't do it correctly, so I didn't go live to YouTube. So I'm still learning. Good news is I got approved to do live streaming today from YouTube. It takes 24 hours, and I'm doing it through StreamYard. So that's how I'm able to do it with, I don't have enough subscribers yet to do it directly on YouTube. But the StreamYard is very good. They're having a special, and I wanted to buy it before, but they have a really good price right now. And I got it so I can do live streaming and also do interviews. So I'm pretty excited about it. But what I want to talk about today is the running event. It's a trade show in Austin, Texas. And it's held once a year. And the last few years, I haven't been able to go. My work was too busy. I was traveling a lot. But I was able to go this year. So I went. And also, I'm looking for suppliers for collaboration with the YouTube channel and just learn about new products. So they have shoe companies and all kinds of accessory companies. And I'll go through some of those that I saw today. But it was pretty exciting. I met one of my idols, Kofuza. It was very interesting. I was walking down the aisle. You know, he's a Korean guy. And he walked by, he had sunglasses. And I knew it was a YouTuber because he had one of the really high-end cameras. And I go, I bet that's Kofuza. It looks just like him. I watch his channel all the time. And I went up to him, and he was really nice. I spoke with him probably 1 or 2 minutes, and it was great. It was great meeting him. So, hey, Jay. Yeah, this is my first live stream. Pretty excited about it. And like I was saying a while ago, I started doing this earlier and I did it wrong, but I think it's working well now. Got a lot of neat products out there. A nice Nathan bottle. A lot of supplements that I'm going to be testing, like this one here, recovery supplement, and also some all kinds of supplements. Some of them I don't. Yeah, I agree, Jay. It's supposed to be fun, but I had fun doing it. You know, I go to trade shows all the time in my job. But electronics trade shows, this is the first time I've ever been to a running show. It's kind of funny. My name badge, I got a kick out of it. You need to tell them what your company name is, because most people there are running stores. My company's name was Richard Runs Trails, and my job, my title is YouTuber. I thought it was pretty funny. I also got some smiles from people in the booth. Lots of neat products. Sunblock. This is really cool because the bottle, it fit right into your hydration vest. The guy was actually an adventure runner. And I've told the story before where I've forgotten to put on sunblock in a race. And a lot of the ones out there are like in these alcohol patches where, you know, lotion packs, you have to put on a liquid. I don't like liquids. I like using a spray. And I mean, I use a spray every day in Texas. It's so hot. This is one that you can carry in your pack. So I'm going to be testing that. That was pretty cool. It's a really dry one that when you spray it on. All kinds of shoelace companies out there. I didn't even know they made special shoelaces, but this one was called Knobbits. I've got a bunch of their stuff and I'm going to test them out. The shoelaces have like these over molded. Yeah, Jay, that's a great size, isn't it? Fit right in your pocket. I like the package. I don't care if how, you know, the sunblock, if it's just mediocre, but the package I just loved a lot. And shoelaces, they got overmolded little, you can't really see them here. They little overmolded plastic bumps on the shoelaces and supposed to keep your shoes from coming untied or loosening up. There were a couple companies selling similar products. You know, for me, I have to tie my shoelaces twice, you know, so they don't come loose and your feet swell, you know, those kind of things can happen. Gonna test that out. There were several companies out there releasing their product for the first time. I mean, the company had no products before and really cool. One of them was called Airwave. You can see that there. Very interesting product. When I first saw it, I was thinking, mouthpiece for football. That's what it looked like. But if they're making this for adventure running and trail running. They've been working with the CrossFit space and I'm trying to collaborate with them. Basically, it's a mouthpiece to improve your airflow by 25%. And they said that you can eat gels with it and all these other things. So I thought it was kind of neat. Good idea. But they just started and they didn't have any samples for me. But maybe it's only for like 5K, 10K type thing. I think for me, I think it might chafe you in the mouth if you're wearing it for 24 hours. But I'm happy to test it. Try it out. I think it's a good idea. The one that I like the most, new products, a company called NYX. You see that? It was really cool. If you follow ultra running, the female pros, Maggie Guterl, it's getting late, starting to say names wrong. Maddie Guterl was on a treadmill going full blast next to this booth, inside this booth. She's sponsored by him, I guess. But it's like a black pod that you put on your arm and it measures your sweat. And it will send the data to your phone via Bluetooth. Pretty cool. But it pops open and there's some sort of reusable like fabric or something, like filter type thing that you can buy. And so that you can use this thing over and over in training. The whole idea is to figure out what your sweat rate is. And once you know your sweat rate, you can figure out your hydration plan. I've heard of there's businesses out there doing this already where you measure it yourself, you know, based on your body weight, and there's an algorithm to tell you what your sweat rate is, but it's not very accurate. Well, this one's supposed to be very accurate. It's a new company, had huge booths, so they have some financial backing behind them. And I was trying to sell them on doing some collaboration because I'd like to get one for myself because I'd like to really understand what my sweat rate is. I don't think it's as severe as some other people, but my brother, he drinks twice as much as me during the race. So, you know, people's sweat rate varies a lot. So be very cool to check out. Got a bunch of hats to test out. This one's kind of cool. This one's called the Iced Cap. And it's got a place up here where you actually can put ice in it. And the whole idea is that it will melt and go down your neck, keep you cool. And of course, I'm going to test it out, do a video on it. Of course, we've seen people doing that before, but they usually use bucket hats and they put the ice in the hat and then they just dump it on their head and it melts down. This one's got a special compartment for the ice. So I thought that was kind of cool. Bunch of bottle companies out there. Hydra Pack. We all know them. A lot, you know, they make a lot of hydration bladders that are used by all the brands. Well, they've got this new soft flask that actually opens up from the side like that. Pretty cool. And they told me that they working at aid stations, they realized that a lot of soft flasks you can't unscrew very easy. And as they get old, that's a problem. I don't use many soft flasks, but my brother does. And I thought that was kind of interesting. They were giving these out. Another reason is I used to use the Nathan Big Mouth bottles because, you know, they have a big opening so you can put ice in there. Because, you know, the ice we get at races, you know, they're all different sizes because it started out as a block of ice. So this one you can put ice in. Pretty cool. Bunch of sock companies out there. Some make custom socks. I got to talk to Njinji, which I use their socks, and you know, talk to them about the Ultra sock, which I can't buy anymore, and they said supply chain issues. So pretty neat. Let me finish about socks, I guess, before I jump around. But this is a brand I never heard of before, Right Sock. They say they've been around long, and they had a big booth. And they make this is a double layer sock. Now I use only toe socks. They don't make toe socks. And these are, their competition is like Dry Max and Balega. I have some Balega socks, but I'm interested to test them out. Maybe use them for training runs, but it's a double layer sock. So the idea is that one layer moves and one doesn't. So you're not going to get blisters. That's a whole idea. I thought it was pretty cool. Garmin had a booth there. You know, I've been using their Garmin watch for a long time. I had the 5S and now I have the 6X Phoenix. But I have two corrupted files on my watch that I've been trying to get off, and they were real helpful. Gave me a business card for technical support and, you know, work on that. They had a bunch of watches there I was looking at. You know, I know I shouldn't buy any. But my 5S was still good and I got a 6X. So, but highly recommend the Phoenix watches. Some vendors that we all know, Pickle Juice. You know, it's always funny. I always kind of smirk when I see this because if we weren't running, we would never drink something that tastes so terrible. But prevents cramps, at least that's what they say. I mean, I drink some in every race. I don't know if it really does anything. I heard mustard does the same thing. I'm not sure. Would taste terrible too. But got a free bottle. There are a bunch of nutrition companies there, like Goo and Cliff and all. I got a bunch of samples. Some nutrition companies I hadn't heard of before, so I'm going to test some of their product. I really like working with the small suppliers. Even in my day job, I like doing that too. You get better service and that sort of thing. I know what I was going to say. I use the Cliff blocks and the Goo doesn't call them blocks, but they're basically the same thing. They're in a long string and it's like the calories of two gels. Well, one of the downsides is they're hard to open. I mean, I almost break my teeth trying to open them during the race. And the guy working at the Cliff booth told me something that I didn't know. And he's a runner. I mean, he looked like a very experienced runner. He says, you pre-cut them. And I'm like, huh? Yeah, he goes, you cut the end of it down to the first block, and then you put them in your pack that way on race day. So, hey, Mia Fadi is online. Hey, hello from Indonesia. good to have friends on here. It's my first live stream. But Cliff blocks, that was something I did never know before. And I've been using Goo and Cliff for a long time. And tearing them with your teeth during the race is tough. I love those things. But I'm going to pre-cut them. He just said cut them down at the first block and put them in there. They'll stay in there fine. And then when you want to use them, it's easy to tear apart. But that was something new for me. Saw a bunch of pros out there, like I said. I also saw Jamil Curry you're not in Indonesia, you're in Hong Kong right now. Okay. You must be visiting friends. I saw Jamil Curry and Skittle Fresh, you know, the his partner that that you know, if you know, if you've ever been to Javelin 100, he's a DJ. They have great podcast, video broadcast under Ari Vipa Running, Mountain Outpost. You know, they do all those. He was out there filming. So I saw him. I saw Kofuza. Who else did I see? I saw, forgetting his name, his long hair, runs for La Sportiva, very famous ultra runner. Came out of retirement and won Leadville this year. He was there, said hello to him. Maggie Guttrell, she's at the Knicks booth. Oh, I know what, VJ Shoes. If you watch, Skylar Hall. Yeah, couldn't remember his name. He was with Jamil walking around, they were filming. So I guess we're going to see that on a future podcast. Anton, yes. I'm glad you remember these names for me. Anton Kuripka or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, Anton was at the La Sportiva booth. So it was pretty cool. I never met some of these people before. I mean, I've met Jim Walmsley before at a Hoka booth, and that was what was interesting. The Hoka booth was huge, but they had no pros there. So, and then who else did I see? Oh, I was talking about VJ Shoes. VJ Shoes, if you watch obstacle course racing, that's a brand. It's a new brand of shoes, and I was chatting with them. They're real nice to me, and they said maybe they let me test some of their shoes. And because I wore my Ultra Olympus 4s today because I knew I was going to go to the Ultra booth, so I want to talk to them about it. And I said, "Do you have anything close to this?" And they pulled out a shoe that was very similar to it in stack height. So, but anyways, what's her name? Nicole Merkel was there. Their top pro. I mean, if you watch obstacle course racing, I mean, 9 out of 10 races she wins on the female side. It was really cool to meet her. And I went to the craft shoe booth, and I didn't see any of their pros there, but I've always been interested in their shoes. Their shoes are very expensive. They're like, you know, $300 coming from Sweden. It's a Swedish brand. And they were really nice people. And not all booths were like that either, you know. You know, especially I'm talking about the shoe vendors, because they had really big booths. You know, they're looking to talk to, you know, Fleet Feet and these big retailers. Some YouTuber walks in, they're not going to talk to you. But Craft people were real nice. VJ people were real nice. Craft let me try on their carbon plate trail shoe, and really felt nice. I didn't feel the plate at all like I did with Saucony, which I reviewed recently. I saw y'all's video that y'all did on the obstacle course racing. That was really neat. I want to do obstacle course racing, and I plan to do it, the trail version, the longer version. I still need to work on some of the obstacles first, because I'm a little bit, the running part is no problem for me, but some of the obstacles I need to work on. But that is also something I also plan to do. Hydrox racing, which is like skiing, and it's very similar. It's a CrossFit type of competition. But Craft boost was very nice. The shoes were really felt good. They had the zebra stripe looking shoes. I don't really like the colors very much, but the shoe really felt high tech, and you know, it's definitely not worth $300, but if I were able to get some to test, I definitely would. Jay, the obstacles are delaying my entry into Spartan racing. But there's some competitors of Spartan which don't have too many obstacles. I might try that first. But I'm really interested in Spartan because they have Spartan Trail, and they have it. I think it's like a half marathon or something like that. And so I'm definitely going to try that. The craft shoes were good, really cool, and I'd love to test those out. They were really nice people. Oh, well, I went to the Ultra booth, you know, and you know, I'm a huge fan of Ultra shoes. I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars on Ultra shoes. Olympus 4s alone, I think I'm on my fifth pair. So my whole reason I wanted to go to the booth today is like, Where is the Olympus 5? I mean, there's a Lone Peak 5, there's a Temp 5. I was hoping they were going to say we're going to discontinue it. But guess what? They had an Olympus 5 on the wall. It was so cool. They wouldn't let me take a picture of it because it's not released yet. But it was really cool. And they told me it's going to be released in the spring. So you're hearing it from me first. If you are waiting for Olympus 5, it's going to be out in the spring. So I suggest if you're using Olympuses to hold off, because my Olympus 4s will last me next few races. And I'd like to go to the Olympus 5. The guy that I, the lady actually is talking to me, she said it has some improvements. And I think the Olympus 4 is a great one. And so I'm excited about that. Yeah. I would be doing burpees all day long because some of those obstacles I'd be falling off of. Yeah, that is true. You know, burpees is a really tough exercise, and I think you gotta do 10 if you miss an obstacle. Their competitor, I can't believe I can't remember the name. They don't make you do burpees and you can skip some obstacles. But yeah, that's true. But Ultra, I was a little bit disappointed in, you know. I have had some videos where I talked about them before. I tried to get on the Ultra Red team. And I knew I had about a 50% chance of getting on it, but what disappointed me was not that they didn't accept me, it was that they just wouldn't respond to me. So, anyways, same today. I mean, I walked in their booth and it was like being in Walmart. Nobody wanted to help me. Eventually, I found somebody to help me, but compared to the other brands, I didn't think they did it such a great job. But I was really excited about the Olympus 5. Yeah, they had the Torin 6 in their J2. They had all the new shoes. They had some. I know they had several new models in addition to Olympus 5 because they wouldn't let you take any pictures. But it was pretty cool. Let's see. So you, me before you tried using Salomon and Hoka. I love to try Ultra 2. Why they cost so much? Yeah, no, I agree there. I never complain about my wife buying shoes because I definitely spend more money on shoes than she does. Lady shoes doesn't cost as much as trail shoes, that's for sure. Salomon are great shoes. I never see. I'm acting weird about my shoulder again. Trying to look normal on the stream. Salomon are great shoes. They're expensive, but for me, they're too narrow. I never could wear them. I was looking at their shoes today also. Hoka, about half of them I can wear. Some of them are too narrow. The road shoes fit me great. The Cliftons, the Mach 4s, but like Speed Goats, I can't wear. So I can't wear their trail shoes. They're just Stinson trail shoes I can wear. The trail shoes from Hoka that fit me, I don't like. I'd like to wear the Speed Goats. But they're too narrow. But yeah, I agree they're too expensive. Hoka had a great booth, and I didn't spend any time there. Yeah, Jay, you start talking about the sandals. I have some sandals, the running version, but I just use them for casual wear. I've done some running in them, but unless I put on my toe socks, I just somehow pick up the rocks, the pebbles and stuff, and there's nothing more painful than wearing running in a sandal with a rock gets in there. I see the guys and ladies out at the races doing running in sandals. I have high respect for them. I don't know how they do it without getting rocks in their shoes. There was one sandal vendor, another sandal vendor, not the one I use, at the show today. But yeah, that's interesting how they do that. What else did I see today? Oh, there were some bunch of companies out there that, help you sell shoes and stuff like that. Kind of gave me some ideas. Who knows? Maybe I'll try to sell something on the internet running related in the future. Should be a lot more fun than selling, like doing electronics. But one interesting was talking about niche. There was a guy there that's setting up a website in a business to help race directors sell races. What does that mean? Means that if people are getting out of the business, like Trail Racing Over Texas, they just gave up about half of their races and gave them some to a DFW company and another one in Houston. This guy is going to be helping race directors sell races. He's a race director from Florida. excuse me, and he has about 5 or 6 races that he's going to sell soon. I thought that was a very interesting, very niche business, but I always thought that might be cool to something to do too, have your own race. Me and my brother always joking about that, having a last man standing or something like that on some property. But just like these companies that sell businesses, like franchises, this guy's going to sell races from race directors. I thought it was very interesting. There was some recycling companies out there. One of them is a really great idea, but I think the money was too low. They had a big booth too, and their idea was your old shoes, they will buy for $1, and then they will even send you the box to ship all your shoes to them, and then they will ship them by sea to Africa to these traders in Africa, which will sell them to people that don't have shoes. But I think that's the great part of the idea. That's kind of like a Goodwill idea, you know, Goodwill of Africa, I guess you would say. So they have the channels and everything all set up, but you know, I don't know. I use my older shoes as casual shoes or just to wear, you know, on the lawn to cut the grass and stuff. I mean, right now I've got, I think, Olympus 3s that I cut grass in. They work great for that. But I don't know if I'd want to sell them for $1. But so I don't think they're paying people enough for the shoes, but the idea is great. But there were a couple of companies doing that, similar type of ideas. I've heard of companies doing T-shirts that way. I know there's a big company in the UK that does that, where they'll take all your T-shirts. And then I know some companies are getting T-shirts and making quilts out of them for runners. I think that's pretty cool. Got a bunch of hats today. You know, some of these are just for wearing, not for testing. This trade show had a lot of swag. Of course, it was kind of expensive, $75 to get in. I couldn't get any of my ambassador companies to comp me a promo code. But yeah, I'll tell you what, I think it was worth it. That's what prevented me last year from going. But I got a lot of freebies, probably worth that much money. And then I got all these contacts, you know, for collaboration. And some of the ones that, you know, I didn't get to talk to, I'll be on their main trade show list, so they'll probably contact me anyways. But that was pretty cool. So a lot of supplements. What else did I forget? I've kind of done this twice. Canopy companies. A bunch of them out there, you know, where they put your brand on a canopy. I've probably seen those before. I thought about that before, having my podcast name or my YouTube channel on a canopy. And Jay, you definitely need to come down. We go together. You know, it's going to be every year in Austin. They don't move around. I think it's because the company that owns the trade show is based in Dallas. So it's every year in Austin, and people coming from all over the U.S. and Europe to go to it. So anyways, these companies selling canopies, there are quite a few of them like this. And I've looked into it before. You know, I was going to get a canopy. I changed my mind about that. What I liked it is they had these like director chairs. You know, we all have chairs at the trail racing, you know, because we put it near our aid. You know, I used to put them at the main aid station, and I have my bag there so I can sit down and change my shoes or whatever. But what's cool is they made them. It's not like a camping chair, which is used now. They have these like look like director chairs. So you sit up a little bit higher, and then the back is pretty big, and they print your logo on there. So let's see the. I'll see that again. Oh, okay. Sorry. You have to bear with me. I'm learning how to live stream and read comments at the same time. But anyways, this is the trade shoe tarps and chairs. They make a director chair, and I'm thinking about Richard Runs Trails printed on my chair backing. Everybody can see it, you know, because most of the time I'm not going to be in it. I'm going to be running. But I thought it was pretty cool because these tarps, I have one of these big tarps already, but I don't have one that's branded. And I don't take it to many races because it's such a pain to put up and put away. And it takes a lot of room in the car. So the chair sounds like a great idea. Let's see, what else? I think that's it. I think I remembered everything I went over. But great trade show, highly recommend it. And anybody that comes to the Austin area, Jay, let's go together next year. Highly suggest the show. So hope you guys liked my first live broadcast. And we're gonna be doing some talks. Jay, let's try to do one next week. I have a lot of ideas where we can do kind of like roundtable type discussions. Like if you watch, it's getting late. If you listen to podcasts like 10 Junk Miles, I like how they'll have a garage full of people talking. We can do that on the video because I think I can have up to, with my plan, I think I can have up to six or 10 at a time talking. So you know, the YouTube people watching me on YouTube can view everyone talking at the same time. It's pretty cool with the StreamYard. But thanks to everyone for joining. Have a good evening, or like in Hong Kong, have a good morning, and let's do it again. Bye for now.